Recorded Books and One Click Digital present After Dead, What Came Next in the World of Suki Stackhouse by Charlaine Harris, narrated by Johanna Parker.
Coda material. After I began writing the final novel in the Suki Stackhouse series, I was deluged by questions from readers who all wanted to know the same thing. How to find out what happened to a score of characters who couldn't make an appearance in the last book. It was obvious I couldn't fit all of the people in Bon Temps and its environs into Dead Ever After. So, in the interest of satisfying the readers who've been following Suki's adventures for years, I herewith present my coda to the books that have dominated my professional life for over a decade. In alphabetical order. The ancient pythoness continues to be cared for by the vampires of Rhodes. The donors from the donor bureau who are sent to her have to be carefully briefed because giving her blood is terrifying and definitely unsexy. Greg and Christy Aubert continue to work at Greg's insurance agency, Pelican State. Greg, a natural witch, struggled with using his innate power to improve his business after he almost ran all the other insurance agents in Bon Temps into the ground. He underwent an intervention, telling the psychologist he was an alcoholic, to change his behavior. Not too surprisingly, the treatment didn't work too well. Greg finally managed to impress Greg Jr., who was watching from the garage one day when his dad reinflated a tire by pointing his finger at it. Lindsay, their daughter, sowed her wild oats and then settled down to teach tap and jazz to little girls in Clarice. She married a farmer.